Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah, Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Amma ba'd. So we'll continue inshallah our discussion with the interactions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his wives, from this book Kayfa Amalahum sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we saw last time that how the Prophet ﷺ used to give attention to all his wives and give time to them on a daily basis. Even this extended to the to when the Prophet ﷺ used to travel for various reasons. When the Prophet ﷺ used to travel, he would take some of his wives. And the Prophet ﷺ used to do Qur'ah, casting lot, in order to choose who will accompany the Prophet ﷺ. So this is narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. And the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان إذا خرج أقرع بين نسائه. So the Prophet ﷺ used to cast lots in order to choose who will take the journey with the Prophet ﷺ. So this hadith shows that the casting lots, whenever there are number of people have the same priority, but the position is one position. So casting lots is one legitimate way to decide who will take that position, for example. This hadith shows the legitimacy of this method in order to choose the candidate. And as a just small footnote, we know the hadith in the fadila of giving adhan, that if people knew the virtue of giving adhan and they don't have any means to sort out who will give adhan except by casting lot, they will do that. لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسُ مَا فِي النِّدَاءِ. And also in the صَفِّ الْأَوَّلِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَجِدُوا إِلَّا يَسْتَهِمُوا لَاسْتَهَمُوا عَلَيْهِ. And especially because giving adhan is one person's job, but there could be lots of candidates who are willing to take that job. So if all of them are willing, then they came at the same time, maybe casting lot will be a proper way. And I'm saying this because sometimes the adhan time comes and the aqama times also comes, but nobody is there to give the adhan. So I think we should encourage ourselves really that if we see that the adhan time is there and nobody is approaching, maybe it's a good opportunity for you to get some hasanat. Okay? Anyway, let's go back. So this is the Prophet ﷺ, and then Aisha continues saying that in one of the incidents, فَطَارَتِ الْقُرْعَةُ لِعَائِشَةَ وَحَفْصَ. So Aisha and Hafsa, they both got this chance to accompany the Prophet ﷺ. وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ إِذَا كَانَ بِاللَّيْلِ سَارَ مَعَ عَائِشَةَ يَتَحَدَّثُ. And during the night, while in the journey, Prophet ﷺ used to give time to Aisha and chat with her at the night. So this shows that even the Prophet ﷺ, while he is busy in the journey, also gave attention to Aisha. Another incidents narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu an. Bana ala al-Nabiyya sallallahu qala buniya ala al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أو بنى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بزينب بنت جحش بخبز ولحم. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم got married to Zainab bint Jahsh, in his وليمة the items were خبز ولحم, bread and meat. فأرسلت على الطعام داعيا. So Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent Anas. You knew that Anas was the khadim of the Prophet, and he was this young boy. Okay, so Prophet sent Anas to call people, invite people for this وليمة, which is bread and meat. فَيَجِيءُ قَوْمٌ فَيَأْكُلُونَ وَيَخْرُجُونَ. So maybe the accommodation was not so spacious. So a batch will come, they will eat and they leave, and then leave. And then another batch will come, they will eat and they will leave. Okay. ثُمَّ يَجِيءُ قَوْمٌ فَيَأْكُلُونَ وَيَخْرُجُونَ. فَدَعَوْتُ حَتَّى مَا أَجِدُ أَحَدًا أَدْعُو. So the batch after batch was coming and going until there was nobody left. Everybody was invited and they came and took from this walima, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Anas didn't find anybody, قُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ مَا أَجِدُ أَحَدًا أَدْعُوهُ. Everybody has been invited, nobody else is remaining. قَالَ اِرْفَعُوا طَعَامَكُمْ. At that moment the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, okay, raise up or take up your food. فَخَرَجَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم فَانْطَلَقَ إِلَىٰ حُجْرَةِ عَائِشَةَ فَقَالَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. So after everything is done, walima is done, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم went to Aisha's house. Okay, went to Aisha's house and gave salam to her. Salamu alaykum ahlal bayt wa rahmatullah. So Aisha replied, said, wa alayka salam wa rahmatullah, kayfa wajadta ahlak, barakallahu lak. So Aisha also returned back and she inquired, how did you find your new wife? Barakallahu lak, may Allah or may God bless you. Fataqarra hijra nisaihi kullahun, yaqulu lahunna kama yaqulu li Aisha, wa yaqulna lahu kama qalat Aisha. And the Prophet ﷺ took rotation to in the houses of other wives, and the same thing happens. Prophet ﷺ gave salam and they all replied in the similar manner as Aisha replied. Okay. So this hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. And some commentators like Al-Qurtubi, he was amazed by this incidence. He was saying that وصدور مثل هذا الكلام عنهن في حال ابتداء اختصاص الضرة الداخلة به يدل على قوة عقولهن وصبرهن وحسن معاشرتهن. Because in this incident, look what is happening. The Prophet ﷺ is getting married to a new wife and he is visiting the old wives. And they are saying this kind of thing. So it shows how wise those wives are. This is what Qurtubi deduced from this hadith. And he said that this is a moment where people act irrationally. It's a moment where once aql is not with him because of the jealousy and these things. لَكِنَّهُنَّ طَيِّبَاتٌ لِطَيِّبٌ. But these are pure women Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to a pure man, which is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another incident that shows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept or preserved the dignity and honor of a wife who has died long time back. That is Khadija radiallahu anha. And here is another incident by Aisha. You will notice that many of those incidents are narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. Okay. She says that مَا غِرْتُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّن نِسَاءِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم مَا غِرْتُ عَلَىٰ خَدِيجَ. She said that I have never did I felt jealous or jealousy towards any woman as I did with Khadija. Aisha is saying, وَمَا رَأَيْتُهَا. And amazingly, I have never seen her. But still she felt that much jealousy. Why? لَأَنَّ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُكْثِرُ ذِكْرَهَا. Prophet ﷺ continuously mentioned her name. Mentioned her name. Even years after she died. وربما ذبح الشاة ثم يقطعها أعضاء ثم يبعثها في صبائق خديجة. And it so happens often that when Prophet ﷺ makes a dhabiha, he takes piece of this goat or sheep, and then he sends to the friends of Khadija, to the friends of Khadija. فربما قلت له كأنه لم يكن في الدنيا امرأة إلا خديجة. So Aisha, out of her jealousy, she used to say that, as if there is no woman in this world except Khadija. فَيَقُولُ إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ وَكَانَ لِي مِنْهَا وَلَدْ. This is in Bukhari and Muslims. Prophet ﷺ would reply saying that she was. Prophet starts to mention her days and how sacrifice and how help she did to the Prophet ﷺ and to this da'wah when it was at the very early stage, when Islam and the Prophet needed this support. And another characteristic of Khadija, وَكَانَ لِي مِنْهَا وَلَدْ. And I have blessed all my offspring, all my children from Khadija رضي الله عنها. So, and we know that Prophet ﷺ had number of children. Among them is Al-Qasim, and also the four of his daughters, Zainab, then Ruqayya, then Kalthun, then Fatima, in this sequence, and Abdullah. So all those children were from Khadija radiallahu anha, but none of the boys they died at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while they were small infants. I will end by another incident. Also, it shows how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really had this great honor and respect to Khadija, although she died long time back. This is again by Aisha, and this incident is narrated by Ahmad and Tabrani. قالت عائشة استأذنت هالة بنت خويلد. Once هالة بنت خويلد, and you know Khadija bint Khuwailid, so this is sister of Khadija. So sister of Khadija came and sought permission or knocked the door and came to the Prophet ﷺ. فعرف استئذان خديجة. So because she was her sister, their voice seems to be the same voice. Okay, so Prophet immediately in his mind triggered the memories of Khadija radiallahu anha. فعرف استئذان خديجة فارتاع لذلك. So the Prophet's heart filled with joy when he heard the voice of Hala, the sister of Khadija. فقال اللهم هالة. So he spontaneously said, oh Allah, make it Hala. قالت فغيرت. So Aisha said that I felt jealous. فقلت ما تذكر من عجوز من عجائز قريش حمراء الشدقين قد سقطت أسنانها من الكبر هلكت في الدهر قد أبدلك الله خيرا منها. You see, so Aisha said that why you are mentioning an old woman from Quraysh whose teeth has fallen down because of the old age, and she died this many years back, and Allah gave you better substitute. She was referring to herself perhaps. So فتمعر وجه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تمعرا ما كنت أراه إلا عند نزول الوحي أو عند المخيلة. So upon hearing this thing from Aisha, the face of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم instantly changed. The face of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم instantly changed. And Aisha is narrating, say that I have never seen his face change except when the wahi used to reveal, because that's a very tough moment on the Prophet ﷺ, or when there is a black cloud approaching, al-makhiyala, a black cloud approaching, because it might be a sign of a storm or a disaster, things like this. And then the Prophet ﷺ replied to Aisha saying, ma abdalani Allahu khayran minha qad amanat bi idh kafara bi an-nas. What you are saying that Allah gave you better substitute? He said, never did Allah give me better substitute. She has believed when majority of the people disbelieved me at the time when the Islam started at the very beginning. And you know the position of Khadija, which we might come at some time later. وَصَدَّقَتْنِي اتْكَذَّبَنِي النَّاسِ. And she believed in me when most of the people belied me. وَوَاسَتْنِي بِمَالِهَا اتْحَرَمَنِي النَّاسِ. And she supported me with her money when most of the people deprived me from their money. ورزقني الله عز وجل ولدها إذ حرمني أولاد النساء. And Allah blessed me children from her, whereas I was deprived from children from other women. فقالت عائشة والذي بعثك بالحق لا أذكرها بعد هذا إلا بخير. So Aisha, she submitted, said that swearing by the one whose soul is in الذي بعثك بالحق, who has sent you with truth. So she is swearing by the name of Allah that I will never mention her except with good praise. So this shows the position of the Prophet ﷺ with Khadija, and this shows that some of us, maybe if someone's wife died after a year or two or three, maybe he will never start mentioning her. But that we are talking about maybe 20 years, because, or maybe 15 or 10 years after Khadija died, this kind of incidents happened in Medina. So this is a great lesson for us, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah we'll continue next time. Wallahu alam. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa jazakumullahu khairan.